Yeah, I would say it would be the trash guy, because he's out there riding on the back end of that truck.
I work on pivots all day. I work climbing in Butler.
Oh, you're working pivots.
So do you have to climb up on the pivots?
Yes, I do.
And how do you stay connected to them when it's blowing at 60 miles per hour?
I hold on with my hands and hope the wind don't blow me off.
Yes, I was just calling about the jobs in the wind.
Yeah, who has the worst job in the wind today?
Well, I'm not saying it's the worst, but I can say that I worry about my husband. He is a truck driver and hauls cattle. And even with the holes in the back of those trailers, it's pretty bad. He's had trailers lift up on him in the winds like this.
Well, good morning. You got your construction workers, I think, would have the worst one. They're on a new site where you've got debris and stuff blowing around.
Yeah, and can you even see? I mean, we got dust blowing everywhere. It's crazy.
The other thing is you might Idaho Power, because they have to climb those poles with that wind, which is really dangerous.
Holding the stop paddles and flipping them around is difficult, because not only are you trying to keep your balance, I mean, you have to make sure that your paddle's facing the right direction. Where it's the most dangerous is when we have to actually set up all of our warning signs. White as those signs are, we can turn into human kites.
Got it. So as you're maneuvering those and trying to get those into place, you could easily be blown over,
exactly.
Was what I'm guessing. Now, do you still continue to do work in weather like this, or do you have any?
Yes.
Do you?
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
We've kind of figured out ways that we can get around it, but it still makes it difficult. I mean, you have to get the main stand into the sign holder, and then you have to try to get the sign up, but that still could turn into a dangerous situation, because that whole stand could blow over.
Oh, yeah, if you get a gust,
okay.
It could be very
exactly,
dangerous.
Exactly, yeah, and anything over, like today, it would be extremely difficult for anybody to be out there flagging.